part of your punishment when you're in trouble is you should have to do your schoolwork. I don't believe you should get in trouble and then be exempt from having to do the work. I think we send the wrong message to students when we say you can get in trouble, we'll let you go home, and then you have no responsibilities for the schoolwork that you're missing.
That's Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas talking about the county's new policy of allowing students who are put on out-of-school suspension to make up the work they miss and not get an automatic zero. Thomas says suspending a student from school is still seen as a last resort.
I think all school districts realize that we have to do everything we can to try to keep students in school. I mean, there are some events and some activities that a student will engage in where you have to separate them from their classmates in the school for a short period of time. But I think most school districts are like Escambia. We're offering alternatives like in-school suspension, all in efforts to try to correct the behavior, but at the same time keep the student on track academically.
In other matters, this November, the school district will be asking voters to renew the half-cent local option sales tax. According to Superintendent Thomas, the tax, which currently runs through 2018, has been vital to keep the county schools running and up to date.
For the past 5 years, we've received zero. That's zero. No money for capital improvement or construction. There is nothing that's being built or renovated or repaired on a school district campus that is not being funded 100% by the sales tax. If this sales tax were to not be renewed, there would not be enough money to repair the air conditioner if it were to break.
Beyond simple repairs, Superintendent Thomas says the money will be needed for future school construction as more people move into the region.
We're starting to have a little growth in our county. I think that's a good thing. You know, the Chamber of Commerce and others in the business community have been working hard to attract and bring new jobs, economic development. Well, when that occurs, your infrastructure, schools, roads, all have to begin to prepare for the growth that's coming. I do believe Navy Federal is going to create the jobs that they promised. And when that occurs, a lot of those people are going to live in the neighborhood near Navy Federal. That's going to require a new school.
And even though that tax extension would not go into effect until the current one expires in 2018, the fact that the extension is coming will help immediately.
It helps now. One, you have the confidence that you're not going to, you know, end up in 2018 and you're sitting there with nothing. The other thing we can do is we can leverage the money by having those extra years. You can leverage them for a bond so that you can get immediate use of some of the money and do that now. And I think one thing people have to bear in mind, we're not asking for more. We're asking for the same thing that voters have given us since the late 90s.
Escambia County School Superintendent Malcolm Thomas says the renewal of the tax would allow the county to leverage the funds and move forward with the planned construction of three new schools in the county, with the hope they could be open by the beginning of the 2017 school year. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.